You're listening to Alan Partridge from the Oast House. You're listening to Alan Partridge from the Oast House. What if that could be a single? I was imagining myself on a plantation then. It's 8:15 in the morning, not to you, this is a podcast, but to me it's 8:15. I've just donned a dusty pink polo shirt, tossed a baby blue cashmere sweater over my shoulders, knotted across the chest like an Italian man, and I perched my sunglasses high in my hair like a Spaniard man. Yeah, I'm like a Spanish man, like a Spanishman. I am ready to hit the road because today's episode is all about FUN, fun. After Boxing Day and the anniversary of my divorce, today is my favourite day in the calendar year. Spaniard, that's the word. It combines a red letter day with a blue ribboned event, creating a very purple patch for those lucky enough to attend. Gotta do stand-up. Even if I just try it once. What is happening today? Well, I'm going to keep you in suspenders just a little longer. I've been leaving a few cryptic clues on Twitter and asking people to guess what it is I'm doing today. Philip in Tring says, are you going to a stately home to watch them film the Antiques Roadshow? No, although it's a good guess. I adore stately homes and I enjoy watching hoarders being told their tat is worthless. Other guesses include sitting in a Spitfire, browsing the dogs in Battersea Dogs Home. Browsing? Historic battle reenactments, standing in a butterfly house or a lepidotarium and letting the butterflies land all over you. Weird. And cooling tower demolition, I wish. All wrong answers, I'm afraid, but I'm hoping that by recording this episode from the event, you'll be able to soak up enough sights, sounds and smells, or as it's a podcast, sounds, to build up a real picture of what's going down. I won't give the game away just yet, other than to say I'm going to be in a special place looking at special things with some seriously special people. But I'm saying too much. Hello, Alan Partridge here. A number of you have been asking how my date went with the dog groomer, the one I was off to meet in the last episode. Well, a gentleman never tells. I think to divulge more would be to objectify her. All I would say is we spent a very pleasant evening, and in terms of scores, it was looks 7, smile 5, personality 7. So out of a possible 30, that gives her an AP score of 19. Not bad. Well, I should make a move. I need to step on my boat shoes. A bit of a clue there. And grab my khaki and where's my accreditation? Oh, God. Oh, for crying out loud. Lynn is supposed to leave this kind of thing for me. Okay, where's my phone? Come on. Ah, the Kraken awakes. What? No, it's a giant squid. The RSPCA, why? No. It's made up. It doesn't matter. Forget the Kraken. Len, do I have to spell out to you what I'm doing today? Do I? No, don't answer a different question. Answer that question. Do I have to spell out to you what I'm meant to be doing today? Fine, I'll spell it out. I'll spell it out. S-O-U, not finished, Len. T-H-A-M-P-T-O-N. Well, obviously I do have to. I-N-T-E-R-N-A... Lynn, you're not listening. T-I-O-N-A-L. You still with me, Lynn? Good. B-O-A... I don't have time to spell the whole thing, Lynn, but it's the Southampton International Boat Show. Clearly. Well, if you know, where's my accreditation? You're meant to leave everything out the night before. Might be at your house. Where are you? Oh, my God, when? Oh, my God, I mean, are you all right? Of course. I will, yes, straight away. Okay, Lynn.
Okay, bye, Lynn.
I don't believe it. I think I'm going to have to miss the Southampton International Boat Show. I'm Alan Partridge. This is my podcast, The Oast House. Right, I've just come out of the hospital. My assistant has had a bit of a scare. Had heart palpitations yesterday and drove herself to the hospital where she'd been given a precautionary MRI scan. I've just been to see her because her health must come first. Of course it must. It must. However important the Southampton International Boat Show might be, it is nothing compared to, of course, Lynn Benfield's health. And that goes without saying, and it goes without saying that it goes without saying, and I'm saying it, but I needn't because it goes without me doing that. If Lynn's well-being is 100, then some boat show, Britain's biggest, actually, and best festival of boating with over 300 vessels in a purpose-built marina, is zero, frankly, or one. Yeah, one. Between one and five. No more than that. Lynn's health is, of course, my number one priority. End of. Which is why I dropped everything and drove to the hospital to see how she's feeling. And once I was satisfied that she was okay, and only then did I broach the subject of driving to her house, getting the spare keys from under the flower pots, and popping into the house to get the accreditation I needed. Yeah. Now the old girl was good as gold. Nothing to worry about. I think it's a little bit of histrionics, to be honest with you. I mean, we've all had heart palpitations from getting into a hot bath too fast after an ice cream to bumping into the relatives of a man you shot to death accidentally. Plus, Lynn's in good hands. No doubt, receiving the very best care that anyone not on private healthcare could hope for. She's being cared for by a doctor from Rwanda called Robert. Fascinating chap, beautiful speaking voice. I said to him, good to see you got out and didn't get caught up in the Rwandan genocide. Lynn then started saying, there's always trouble over there. And I just had to pipe her down. I exchanged looks with Doc Robert and said, I bet you're wondering where the sedative is. And he laughed a bit, it wasn't especially funny, but I just wanted to show him I was not on the same side as this race/Baptist. And to be honest, I was more interested in trying to get to the bottom of what had caused the palpitations. I was very much in Dr. Robert's hands. Of course, like any layperson, I could have suggested it was caused by, I don't know, atrial fibrillation or ventricular tachycardia. But sometimes you just got to stand back and let the experts do the job. And I'm not going to bang on the table and shout, this woman needs an electric shock to the chest wall now. I'm more likely to just nod in agreement and say, oh, by the way, mitral valve prolapse, worth a gander? Or, what are we thinking about hypertrophic cardiomyopathy? I'm no medic, I'm just a good Googler, but anything I can do to help. Anyway, the doctor, and I can't remember, but possibly myself too, then explained to Lynn some typical causes. Does she smoke? Well, we all had a good laugh at that one. Lynn knows she looks stupid with a cigarette in her hand, and I do too. Had she been drinking heavily? No. She'd been drinking steadily, but not heavily, and she can hold it. She could have a skinful and you wouldn't know it. She drives like she's drunk anyway. The police know her, but they don't pull her over. So she's, hiding in plain sight like the late Sir Jimmy Savile. She used to love Jim Will Fix It, but she went off him in the end. Eventually, the doctor said the most likely cause was stress. Stress? Stress? He might shout. Her? How can she be stressed? And I get that. It's not like she has to carry the responsibility of fronting a live TV show or hosting a regional training day for B&Q store managers or even just being the face of one of Norfolk's leading timber merchants. Stress is relative. In fact, for Lynn, it is a relative, namely a nephew who... you'll never guess what he's gone and bloody done. The poor lad's got himself heavily into chemsex. But I am sworn to secrecy. Anyway, we all agreed she needs complete rest. It's not that I overwork her. I keep her busy, certainly, and I don't let her take bank holidays off because I'm not a bank and neither is she. But I am flexible with time if she wants an unscheduled day off, and the reason is good enough. Of course, that's all right, you know. If she wants a day off, I will judge each request on its merits. Can I visit Bewley Motor Museum with some friends from the church? Absolutely. Can I have the day off to visit the Chelsea Flower Show with some friends from church? No, I'm afraid that won't be possible. So, yes, I am without Lynn for the next week. I'm Lynn free. I'm going commando, Lynn-wise. Sorry about that last one, but no, I'm happy to muddle on without. So having said that, I, as a man in demand, I'm going to need a temporary assistant. So I've already drafted an email to a temp agency in Norwich, Admin Pixies, terrible name. Basically something like, kindly go getter seeks similar for temporary admin role. Candidates need to be punctual, obedient, respectful, quiet, not too sassy, although some sass is fine, must have no children and excellent literacy. And to that end, I have deliberately misspelled the word obedient as odebient, and if they point out the error in their response, they go through to the next round, which is problem solving. At the very end, I've added hashtag me too, just to show which side of the Weinstein fence I'm on. When you're a man of a certain age in showbiz, and what I do is showbiz, very much showbiz, then you've got power. And if you are so inclined, you can abuse that power, tempting women to debase themselves in exchange for whatever their heart desires. And you can say to that woman, I can get you two tickets for the final of Strictly, or would you like a meeting with Simon Mayo? And that is power. That is huge power. So I want it to be known that I'm one of the good guys. I think I'm going to add hashtag times up. Of course, I do not insist on any dress code, but prefer to avoid women in trousers. Yes. So fingers crossed for that. Just as this week, Lynn will be doing sweet FA, I will be employing a sweet PA. But enough. Today's not about work. It's about me having a cracking old day looking at boats. Just pull in here. Pull in front of the drive. There we go. Yeah, just going to pop in there, get my accreditation and Lynn's e-reader. And then I'm on my way. I love boats. They're like the cars of the sea.
Alan Partridge from the Oast House. From the Oast House with Alan Partridge.
Right. The keys should be underneath this cement dog. Oh, for Christ's sakes. Look, it weighs a ton. Jesus. Oh, Christ. Right. Hang on. Right, well, here we are. This is my assistant's home. As you can see, you can't see, but as you can hear me see, perfectly serviceable home, what they call a dormer bungalow, which is to say a two-storey bungalow, or not a bungalow, a bit dishonest, actually. I've been a few times before, but not without Lynn. Normally I just pop in for something very quick. You know, you left your prayer book in the car, please don't do it again. Can you pop the kettle on so I can use your toilet without being heard? Have you heard that so-and-so's wife's left him? Have you heard that such-and-such likes little boys? Very quick exchanges like that. But I've never had the chance to look at the place alone before now. I actually feel a bit like CSI Norwich snooping around a crime scene. Perhaps I'll find a speck of blood in the hallway where Lynn has battered to death a young Mormon. She wouldn't do anything like that. Lynn, that's not Lynn's. Lynn prefers to sort of wear away at you till presumably you just leave the area. What have we got? What have we got here? Freeview box. Is it even plugged in? No, of course it's not. Book on the arm of the sofa. If it's not a Cookson, it'll be a Cooper. Oh my God, Len Dayton. She's reading the Ipcrest file. How can she be reading it? Oh, yeah. It's to impress a man. Got it. Sly old dog. Had a girl, Lynn. Let's have a look out here. Stand a chair lift. Surely Lynn doesn't need one of those. She's not bad on a stair, Lynn. Hang on, it'll be from when her mum used to live with her. Am I going to have a go? I'm certainly tempted. Yeah, go on. Switch her on. And away we go. Not bad on the pull away. Huffs and puffs a bit on the incline. She handles nicely enough. The padded seat keeps things comfortable mid-ride, while the swivel feature makes getting on board child's play. Coming up to a corner, let's see how she copes. Oh, I like it. Barely any judder. On the home straight now, let's open her up, see what she can do. Not bad, not bad at all. She's friskier than you think, this one. All in all, a decent option. Just drive myself back down. Nice. Yeah. There. Right. I'm going to have a look in the larder. See what biscuits she's got. Lynn's got a penchant on for joyless, austere post-war biscuits. Yeah, bourbons, custard creams, ginger nuts. No surprises there, really, yeah.
Oh, I guess you've got three Christmas puddings. Ridiculous.
So look in the pan cupboard. Tell a lot about people from their pan cupboard. No, you can't. Never been in this room. I always get the vague sense Lynn stands between me and the door, and I wonder why. Let's have a look. Oh, my God. Look at that. There's loads of easels. Good God, she paints. Lynn paints. Lynn paints. Look at this one. It's a man on a hillside. I mean, his head's too big for his body, but it's very poignant. It's the sun in the background setting. I mean, his head's too big for his body, but it's very poignant, or it would be if his head wasn't too big for his body. This one's quite a challenging piece. Rays of sun coming through the cloud. And in the foreground, a dove in flight, and titled it Holy Ghost, Benfield. L. Benfield, not for the first name, so you can't determine the gender. But I don't think a man would paint these. So, yeah, not this one. This is a woman holding a crochet chopping bag, and above her a dove seems to be hovering, or a pigeon. No, it's a dove, it's this. Haunted by the Holy Ghost. She's been busy, so I hope she doesn't paint during work time. I mean, she said she went to the hospital first thing, but that paint's still wet. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who are you?
I'm Alan Partridge.
Do you have any ID?
Don't need ID. My face is my ID. I'm Alan Partridge.
Well, I'm Lynn's neighbour and you're actually parked across my drive.
Right, I didn't see a car there, so...
I don't have a car, but it's my driveway, so...
So what? So...
So nothing, it's just my driveway and I just don't want you parking across it.
Yeah, I just need to find Lynn's Kobo.
Sorry, her...
E-reader. You probably know it better as a Kindle.
Here it is. Here, look. And I can take it to her anyway. I'm taking her some fondant fancies.
Oh, big spender.
she likes Mr. Kipling cakes.
Oh, yeah, I know she does, yeah, yeah. That poor woman imagines him as a debonair gent at a garden party. I have to tell her he's a character made up by a marketing department to help a faceless corporation sell non-fresh, overly sweet cakes.
Why?
What, why do they want to sell cakes?
No, why do you have to tell Lynn that?
I don't know. No one's ever asked me that. Never really thought about it. Not sure I ever will again after you've left.
Or after you've left.
Oh, after I've left. Yeah, what else?
Have you been in the front room?
Yeah, I was in there, yeah.
Have you been looking at her painting?
Yeah, I thought they were rubbish. Anyway, I just need to find my Southampton International Boat Show accreditation. I've got a VIP pass too. Play my cards right and I should be able to get within 6 feet of Ellen MacArthur. I'm actually planning to pat her on the back and just say, great sailing, kiddo. What's this? Oh! I see, just get... Oh, Christ. Hang on. What's this? Why is Lynn writing to Kay Burley? Dear Kay, next time you see me waving at you across a busy Pizza Express, wave back. My hand was flapping like a windsock, and I know you saw me because I read your lips when you said, shit, there's Alan. Alan? Hang on, I wrote this. Dear Ainsley, here's an RSVP for the summer garden party you forgot to invite me to. Unfortunately, I can't make it because I'll be at David Dimbleby's Pizza and Movie Night, so ready, steady, fuck off. These are my letters, I wrote them. Lynn was supposed to send these. I got some of these are years old. Personal feuds. Bad customer service. Dear BBC, if you insist on microwaving meals under cling film, remove the cling film. When I ate your sausage and mash, I thought someone had left a hot condom in the dish. After carefully laying what I thought was a used condom on the side plate, it was all I could do to complete the meal. I'm sending a copy of this to the Director General. To the Lord Mayor of Norwich. Control your traffic, wardens, or I will tell everyone that you spent the equivalent of a bin man's salary getting a hair transplant. What's this one? Dear Sue, my marriage isn't going great. Would you be interested in having a relationship with me if I left my wife? God, I wrote this to Sue Cook when I was drunk in 1995. Why has she kept them? I told her to send these.
Sounds like she did you a favour.
It does sound like she did me a favour. I mean, I saw Ainsley several times after this. When he was friendly, I thought he was just being spineless. He never knew I'd insulted him. She was protecting me from me. Are you a good friend of hers?
Yeah.
Are you going to see her? How are you going to get there?
I'm going to get the bus.
Good. Can you give her the e-reader? And I also want you to give her my French fancies.
Oh. They're hers anyway. Yeah.
She deserves them more than me. Definitely a good idea. Can you stop on the way and get her a card too? Get her a card from me. Actually, you'll have to forge my handwriting. No, she'll be able to tell. Just say get well soon. No, just get well.
Okay.
No, get well soon. Yeah. It's just if you go, I get another couple of hours at the boat show, the Southampton International Boat Show. Right, got everything I need. Yeah. Okay. Are you locking up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your name?
Julie.
Okay, so you're okay locking up?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Bye, Judy.
Julie.
And that's all for this episode of Alan Partridge from the Oast House. Have a lovely day, and if you're off to the boat show, I'll be the one wearing the brand new deck shoes and red cords.
Alan Partridge from the Oast House. Alan Partridge from the Oast House. Alan Partridge from the Oast House. From the Oast House. With Alan Partridge from the Oast House. With Alan Partridge. Alan Partridge from the Oast House. Alan Partridge from the Oast House. From the Oast House. Alan Partridge from the Oast House with Alan Partridge.